Okay, I know a story I haven't told you yet. No, no, I did.
Hey, here's one. No, never mind.
Got one. Intermission at the theater. This woman comes out of the ladies' room, and her dress is tucked in her pantyhose. I'm just about to tap her on the shoulder, and she turns around, and it's
Diane Sawyer. You told us that 1,000 times.
Well, excuse me for trying. You're so damn interesting. You tell a story.
Fine, I will. Okay, now the night I got engaged to the former Mrs. Bob, I took her to this fancy foreign restaurant, right?
Heard it. And Bob, Taco Bell is not a foreign restaurant.
Okay, did I ever tell you about the guy that left me a $5 tip?
Oh, God! Welcome back to Penny Ante Playhouse.
Gee, is it really possible that we've spent so much time together we have nothing new to talk about?
The sad part is, we had this same discussion yesterday.
Well, once again, the city has that wonderfully unique New York aroma. Two parts armpit, one part jockstrap.
I never thought I'd say this, but thank God Becker's here.
Coffee to go, Reg. Oh, yeah, yeah. And if my morning didn't stink enough, Margaret has me signed up for some sort of mentor program. And do you want fries with that junior high? So now I got some stupid kid following me around all morning, hanging out with the average American school kid, me without my bulletproof vest.
Well, at least the thing about the kid was something new.
No, he told us that yesterday.
Twice.
We're about to stop the train.
Yeah, 4 hours ago. Come on, I need that exam room.
You're gonna bust my hump or you're gonna tell me where to go?
I like both choices. Second door on the left and make it fast.
Hey, it takes as long as it takes. Plumbing is a mercurial mistress.
I call a plumber, I get a poet.
Hey, Margaret, here's that gauze you wanted.
Finally, where have you been for the last 20 minutes?
Well, I'm sorry, but that storeroom is so messy, you can't find anything. Someone should really organize that place.
Yeah, you. I've been asking you to do that for the last 6 months. I swear, Linda, sometimes you are just so unreliable.
You know, Margaret, when you constantly criticize me, you virtually assure my failure.
You have got to stop watching Oprah. Okay, Linda, the storeroom is your project for today. Organize it any way you want. It's all yours.
Wow. You'll see, Margaret, I'm gonna do a great job. It'll be more than a storm. It'll be a place to put things.
I guess Hooters University isn't turning out the quality graduates it used to. You're late, John Becker.
Yeah, the late John Becker. I should be so lucky. Is that kid here yet?
Oh, don't start. He's only here for one day.
Did you give him some sort of orientation?
Yes. I pointed down the hall and I said, there's Dr. Becker's office. Now, he didn't take notes, so we don't know if he got it all.
Very helpful. Thank you, Margaret. No, don't touch that.
Sorry, Dr. Becker. I'm Jeff Andrews.
Yeah, look, kid, we're going to be moving kind of quick today, so you may have to struggle to keep up.
Oh, don't worry about me. Just pretend I'm not here.
I can do that.
I just want to thank you for letting me come here today. I've always been interested in medicine, and this is a great opportunity to see a professional up close. Everybody says the surgeons are the hot shots, but to me, the family practitioner is the real hero.
You know something? We're going to get along just fine.
Jeff.
Jeff, right, Jeff. Yeah. Come on. Thank you, Margaret. Okay, kid, listen and learn. Patient's file is the cornerstone of a medical practice. This, of course, is a lunch menu. Okay.
The man knows everything.
Thank you, Margaret. Oh, all right. Now, this is an orthopedics case. I think you'll find that very interesting.
Oh, of course I will. Orthopedics is the infrastructure of the entire body.
Oh, I swear it's like looking into a damn mirror. Mr. Ford, this is, don't tell me, Jeff.
Right.
Right. Chef's a student. He's going to be observing me today, unless you have any objections.
No, no, I don't mind.
Right, right. Okay, why don't you tell us what happened?
Okay, well, it was the damnedest thing. I banged my ankle getting out of the car yesterday. Yeah, swelled up like a son of a gun.
All right. Now, Jeff, pay attention. This could be serious. Now, the first thing we do is...
Wash your hands?
Right, right, right. Okay, now, the second thing we do is to check for range of motion and for evidence of a sprain or a break. Now, Mr. Ford, when I rotate your ankle, tell me when it hurts.
Okay, well, you know what? That's the thing, see? By this morning, my ankle was back to normal, good as new.
You want to tell me what the hell you're doing here?
Oh, well, I already had the appointment, and, well, heck, it would have been rude to cancel. Plus, I know you would have torn me a new one. This guy's a walking time bomb. Slightest little thing, and boom, he explodes son of a gun all over the...
Mr. Ford, if you have any problem with your ankle, just give us a call.
Nope, I'm good. Sir, do you think I can grab some of these tongue depressors? My kid's making a birdhouse for school.
That's the real reason you came in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go on.
Hey, they're not all emergencies, right?
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. That's right.
Dr. Becker.
Wow.
Down, boy.
I just wanted to let you know that you won't be seeing much of me today. I'm reorganizing the storeroom.
Oh, good for you.
And I have lots of exciting ideas. For example, the storeroom is so small and cramped, we don't have room for the stuff that we have. I was thinking of putting mirrors all along one wall, then it'll look like we have twice as much room.
What does she do here?
You mean before the storeroom thing? I have no idea. All right, abdominal pain, cramping, possible intestinal blockage. Now, obviously, this could be very embarrassing to the patient, Jeff, so the important thing is to be delicate and to put the patient at ease.
Sorry, Doc, I hope you don't mind my taking a load off.
No, that's what it's there for. This young man is a student. He's going to be observing me today. Do you mind if he's in here?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
All right, why don't you tell me what the problem is? We'll try to solve it together.
Okay, but it's no big mystery. It's just a lot of blockage.
Yeah, have you experienced this before?
About 6 times a day for the last 8 years.
Well, that's a lot of blockage. Are you going to be all right with it?
I think so.
Look, before I see for myself, I just want you to know that we have a lot of options here.
Trust me, Doc. I already stuck my hand in there and it's jammed but good.
Look, Mr. Danzetti.
Danzetti, who's that? I'm Chuck the Drain King. I'm here to unclog your sink.
You're the plumber? Am I paying you by the hour?
You bet.
Well, then get off your ass and get back to work.
For God's sake. Don't worry, Doc. A visit from Uncle Milt the Hill do the trick. All I got to do is shove this in and give it a couple of good turns.
Hey, come on. It was just a bad burrito. I'll wait it out.
Come on.
Okay, I know I haven't told you this one yet. All right, this one time, some friends and I, we went camping, right? We got lost.
Hey, eyes wide shut. You told us that a million times.
Oh, right.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I got the modeling job in the Bahamas and I went out with...
Diane Sawyer?
No, the head of the agency. And we went out to dinner.
And you had lobsters as big as babies.
Oh, I did already tell you.
Hey, what about when I was at that hotel bar and I saw Gwyneth Paltrow and Winona Ryder making out?
Bob, are you making this up?
Yes.
I'd kind of like to hear the rest of that story.
See, Jeff, very often when a child is nauseous, it loses control quickly and without warning. Yeah. It's good that this happened.
Really? How?
What? Oh, how? Well, I know. Just drives home the point that you need to be prepared for anything. And you have to listen to your patients. Try to hear what it is they're telling you and be sensitive to their needs.
Oh, Dr. Becker.
Oh, God, not her.
Dr. Becker, I have a question for you.
Yes, Mrs. Racinos.
You told me I shouldn't go out in the sun without putting on sunblock with an SPF rating of at least 30, right?
Yes, yes, that's right.
Well, I'm thinking of going to the park today, and all I have is some SPF 2 and some SPF 5. Is it better to put 15 coats of the 2 or 6 coats of the 5? Or say 10 coats of the 2 and 2 coats of the 5, or 5 coats of the 2 and 4 coats of the 5?
Mrs. Racinos, I'd say offhand that you've had way too much sun already. Why don't you go to a drugstore and buy some SPF 30?
Or maybe I should just sit under a tree. Which would be better, an oak or an elm?
You can take this one.
Oak?
You're the doctor. Well, I'm off. Thank you.
So what are we supposed to learn from her?
That some people are just frickin' nuts.
What's the big deal? Why can't you just park someplace else?
You're not listening. It's the principle of the thing, Jeff. Forget it.
You smoke? You're a doctor.
Research. Right. Don't smoke.
So what about lunch?
This is my lunch. Oh, you meant... Hold on. It's the office.
Hey, maybe it's an emergency.
Hey, you know, you're right. It could be. See, Jeff, you never know when a crisis is gonna hit. It's all part of the fast-paced, unpredictable... Yeah, Margaret. Uh-huh. Got it.
So what's going on? Is there an emergency?
No. No, Margaret wants me to bring back some sweet milk.
Was Becker just in here?
Yeah, with some kid?
Nah, that was yesterday.
Get it. It sounds to me like you gave a guy a heart attack by yelling at him after you hit his car.
No, you're missing the point of the story. See, the point is that I was able to spot the problem instantly and act on it.
But what you really did was call an ambulance and they took him to an ER so another doctor could treat him, right?
Actually, someone else called the ambulance, but that go on back to my office and wait for me there, Jeff. That's good. I'm dying here, Margaret. The kid thinks I'm an idiot. I mean, don't we have some patient that's actually bleeding or broken or something? Don't mind. I'll be right there, Jeff. What about Mr. Silberman from yesterday? He looked like he was on death's door.
No. He called. Those pills you gave him worked like a charm. He feels great.
Inconsiderate bastard.
Well, cheer up. Maybe he'll have some horrible side effect.
Yeah, well, I can't wait for that, Margaret.
Room one.
All right. Come on, Jeff. Mrs. Gutierrez, what can I do for you?
You told me to come in anytime I need help, right?
Right.
I can't reach my toenails. I was wondering, would you cut them for me?
Look, Dr. Becker, maybe these small, seemingly insignificant visits help you to develop a rapport with the patient, which could, down the line...
Hey, Kit. Don't jerk me around. I'm cutting an old lady's toenails.
I'm tapped out. Nothing. It's my honeymoon all over again.
Yep, we've been sitting here all day. We can't come up with anything we haven't already told each other.
And I think I know why that is. It's just like the rats in my psych lab. If they spend too much time without any new stimuli, they just sit there and stare at each other.
So you're saying we need cheese?
I'm saying, well, maybe we don't trust each other. All we talk about are superficial things.
Maybe you're right.
So I say that we share something personal. But if we do, we have to agree. No making fun, no sleazy remarks, and no immature snickering.
You didn't look at Jake once during that whole speech. Okay, agreed.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
I will. When I was little, my grandmother used to take me to see the Dance Theater of Harlem. And I used to be amazed by the grace and beauty of those dancers. And, well, I always dreamed of doing that when I grew up. And I still wonder what things would have been like if I'd become a ballet dancer.
Well, for one thing, there'd be a lot of ballerinas flying through the air and not getting caught.
I thought we weren't gonna laugh.
All right. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll go next. I had just started modeling, and it was the night of my first big runway show, and I was nervous. But by the time I got to the end of the runway, I felt terrific, completely in charge. And then I saw someone way in the back of the room.
Who? Diane Sawyer? Sorry.
It was my father. And he didn't approve of my being a model, but there he was, in his best coat and hat, watching me, you know, and he looked so proud. And afterwards, we were all going to a party, and they were all older than me, and I really wanted to fit in. So instead of stopping to talk to my dad, I walked right past him. I was embarrassed, so I pretended not to see him. We never talked about it, but I always suspected that he knew.
Bob has moved. Bob is open and vulnerable. Now, I want to tell a story I've never told anyone. I was just 9 years old, and I went to visit my Uncle Gene at his paint store downtown.
And to this day, I still can't change my clothes unless it's completely dark. Wow.
Feels great to finally get that off my chest.
So you met Diane Sawyer, huh?
Yeah, she was really nice.
Thanks for letting me observe you today, Dr. Becker. It was, well, good night.
Come back tomorrow. Please come back tomorrow. I know it'll be better. I just know it will.
Dr. Becker, you're hurting me. Besides, I was thinking I might go hang out with my dad tomorrow and see if I like his job. He's a garbage man.
At least he gets to drive around in a cool truck.
Finished. Come and look.
Oh, all right.
Suppose my day can't get any worse.
Now, I know you were skeptical, but believe me, I delivered. As the French say, ta-da!
Linda, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. Look at all that extra space.
Good job.
Thanks. See what happens when instead of commanding me to do, you allow me to be?
She's got to stop watching Oprah. Oh. Well, apparently my day could get worse.
I'm thinking even Oprah would kick her butt. Don't worry, John. I'll have her take everything out first thing tomorrow.
No, it's not just this. This whole day I've been looking at myself through that kid's eyes. I feel so useless. I mean, I knew the rest of my life was garbage, but I had the illusion that I was doing something here.
John?
I mean, you know, is this the life I dreamed of when I was that kid's age? And if I'd seen this day coming, would I have still become a doctor?
You would have been a doctor no matter what. It's just in your nature to help people.
Ah, Margaret.
And even though today wasn't that satisfying, you know that they're all not like that.
Hmm. You're right. Thank you. That helps.
Well, that's what working together is all about. We do things for each other.
That's nice. What?
You got my sweet and low?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Dr. Becker, come quick. There's a man who needs your help. Hurry, please. He barely got through the door. I don't know what's wrong with him.
I'll call 911.
Shocky, pale, labored breathing. Margaret, get my crash cart. This could be an infarction. Oh, and Linda, go get that kid.